I got a lot of things to say in a very short time. You listen real fast. As fast as you can, Rich, you listen. It is so thrilling to know, without a shadow of a doubt, that God in His wisdom, God in His understanding, God in His knowledge, has everything exactly the way He wants it. I had a title for today, and I'm only going to speak for about 5-10 minutes, then we're going to get the folks up here that are they're going to join the church today. And trust me, this joining the church is just it's a special day for not only those but for us, because we have folks that come in and just said very simply, I want to be a part of it. I want to put my name down, I want to be a part of it. We don't do anything special. We're going to hand you a little plaque here, a very expensive key ring. I mean, this is expensive. We spared no expense on that key ring. I tell you like that. I mean, the 250 of them, we got them. We love it. But we have spared no expense for the warmth that it brings our heart to know people want to be a part of it. I started to ask Rich to put a title out on the board there for sharing with you this morning, and the title was going to be Don't Feed the Bears. I'm afraid Gay Shane would not show up if I put that title on the board out there, because I know her fear of the bears. And how many people have looked at a weather report in the last couple of days? Let me see your hands. Those of you who don't have your hand raised, do not have a television, don't have a radio, you don't have a telephone. Everybody's excited. Everybody's excited. I had the opportunity to travel with Scott a couple days last week, and we got to go up and visit parents. Loved going up there. Just my father at age 87 has a wisdom that I appreciate more and more each day. Every conversation I have with him. The conversations have a tendency to repeat themselves. The subject he'll bring up and the statements he'll make. But that's okay, because I enjoy them. And on the newspaper, laying up on the table, was a phrase that I'd never heard. I know when I was young, I never heard about Snowmageddon. I never heard about a derecho. Never heard of one. Don't know what it was. Thought I'd probably eaten one somewhere in my life and didn't know what it was. And there on the front page of the paper was a Frankenstorm. Now, when I mentioned this to my father, under his breath, he had a few little adjectives to say about what they have in the paper. He says, we've been through snowstorms, and we shovel the snow out. We've been through windstorms, and we got the chainsaws afterwards, and we cut the limbs that had fallen down, and the trees had been knocked over. And I guess we will make it, no matter how we look, and no matter what outfit you put on for Halloween, hopefully with the help of God, we will make it through a Frankenstorm. People get excited. But I want to read you something. I want to read you something from the 10th chapter in the book of 2 Corinthians. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. And the fourth verse in the 10th chapter in the book of 2 Corinthians reads, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We have the answer through Him. Everybody excited. And I believe it. I've been watching. And oh, the phone calls from work. Everybody excited. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? There is one thing that I know is going to happen. God the Father, tomorrow, if I am here, He is going to love me because He loved me today and He loved me yesterday. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that we have the strongest thing that has ever been brought forth on the face of this earth. We have the love of God. No power, no principality, no darkness. Nothing is going to keep me from the love of God. I believe that. And I believe here at Mount Calvary, this is kind of a special place. I believe it's a place that we have tears and we have laughter. And you wouldn't have laughter the way that we had laughter this morning and followed up with the tears. Oh my goodness. How genuine those tears are and how meaningful. And I believe the ear of God felt and heard the drop of every tear that was shed. How do you get up and preach when you've already heard great sermon? About simply hearing a need and doing what God has laid upon your heart? Do something. We started on the right foot. I carried deviled eggs downstairs. That's what I'm talking about, folks. I believe in the simple things, the simple joys that God gives us. And I believe that this battle that we fight, it is not a carnal thing. It is not a flesh and blood. But I believe that these powers and these principalities, I believe a statement, and I got to read it for you. Hold on here. First of all, I got to find it. A single believer and God is a majority. Always. A single believer and God is a majority. Always. You know who wrote that? Me. If you want to write it down. Pretty impressive, isn't it? I read it and said, that's good. I'm going to use it in church. But I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe that the battles that we are prepared to fight, God has given us the equipment to fight these battles. I believe that He has given us the ammunition that we need. It's right here. This sword of His word, separating the truth. This is the strength that we use, the ammunition to fight that battle. I think every army that needs to fight, you also not only have to have ammunition, but you have to have what? You have to have food. That army what? Travels on its what? On its belly. So I'm getting back to feed the bears. Don't worry, Gay. I hadn't forgotten you back there. She's been back there shaking this whole time. There's a sign out in Yellowstone National Park, and it says, don't feed the bears. Now, some of you are never going to have a problem with that because I know you're never even going to think close enough to get the bear to feed him any place. But there's a sign that says, don't feed the bears. And you know who that sign is for? Most of you think it's for protection of a person. Don't get too close. And no, that sign is for the protection of the bears. Why? Because in the fall of the year, when all these wonderful bear feeders have gone home and no one's allowed there in the park because the weather's too bad, the park rangers pick up carcass after carcass of bears that have done what? They've gotten too used to being fed by humans, and they lose their ability to go out and forage for themselves. So the sign, don't feed the bears, is to protect the bears. The bears. We have to be challenged within our mind, within our heart, to say, Heavenly Father, you have given us the ammunition. Here it is. You've got to allow us to feed on the proper thing. That is what we read in our Word. How we're able to take this, to place these truths that we read and place them within our hearts, within our minds, allowing us to live this Christianity day in. And lastly, you got to be able, as an army, to communicate. And I believe that communication comes from God's Holy Spirit. We have to learn how to get along. We have to learn how to lift one another up when we are in trouble, when we are going through a difficult time. I've been asked before, and so many times I've told you, the only rule we have, you have to learn how to play well with others. I received a card, got it after the fact, and I didn't realize that last Saturday was known as Sweetest Day. Ever heard of that? I got curious after I got this card, and I walked in the card store. I was looking around. I'm one of them curious people. I'm not nosy. I have the gift of curiosity, in case you want to know. And I went and looked, and there's a whole little section with cards that says Sweetest Day. I'm like, I've never heard of this thing. I know I never heard of Snowmageddon and the ratios and Frankenstorm, but I never heard of Sweetest Day either. So I had to find out. You know how your first thing you think, oh, that's just them card companies trying to sell you some more cards. I'm just like you are. Come on, you get that thought, you get that heart, you know. Then I read what this Sweetest Day is all about. Sweetest Day was established in the 1920s by a Cleveland candy company. They had an employee who wanted to bring happiness to shut-ins, to orphans, and to other individuals that were often forgotten. Sweetest Day is celebrated on the third Saturday in October and has become a day for remembering loved ones and friends who enrich our lives with their thoughtfulness. Sweetest Day. Mount Calvary's got a whole lot of people who I enjoy because they've got that Sweetest Day warmth about them. In just a moment, I'm going to ask four of them to come on up here. I just love it when you're able to come into God's house, when you're able to share the love of God, when you're able to lift up your voices in joy unto Him. I love it when we're able to share tears together. Our hearts are moved. And I believe this sweetest of warmth comes from the Holy Spirit, allowing us to kind of communicate one with another through His love. We're going to pray for all those folks who will be affected in the next couple of days in the storm. I know that you got folks you're very concerned about. I know whether they'll be traveling or where they're at, and whether it's the rain, whether it's the surge, whether it's the snows that may come. But remember, God loves His children. He's going to watch over us. He's going to protect us. And glory be to God, we're going to give Him the thanks that He deserves. Just allow us to just love you the way we should. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. And what I'm going to do is...